I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Senator John Tester is asking Montanans who think they've been caught up in problems with Wells Fargo to get in touch with his office. Earlier this month, the bank acknowledged opening more than 2 million customer accounts without their consent, causing them to incur fees and other negative financial consequences. Tester says he and his staff will work with constituents who get in touch and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to seek reimbursement for fees and fines associated with the false accounts. The Democratic senator also sent a letter to Wells Fargo CEO and Chairman John Stumpf with further questions about the potential impacts Wells Fargo's actions are having on families. He asked for specific details that he said the Senate Banking Committee didn't get when Stumpf testified before it last week. On Wednesday, I had a chance to talk with Senator Tester about questions the Wells Fargo situation has raised. Thank you, Senator Tester, for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
It's my pleasure to be with you, Eric. Thank you.
A lot of people saw you calling the CEO of Wells Fargo out about their shady practices. You were pretty hard on those guys. There's also been some follow-up reporting that you and other members of Montana's congressional delegation, Republicans and Democrats, have taken some pretty significant campaign contributions from Wells Fargo and other banking institutions. Does the behavior of Wells Fargo and those institutions, does that color how you feel about taking campaign contributions from that institution and organizations like that?
Well, I would tell you that when I walked into the banking committee hearing, I had some information. And quite frankly, if the CEO would have answered that information, would have answered my questions and previous questioners on both sides of the aisle more straight up, it probably would have been a different conversation, regardless of who donated to who and when. I don't look at my contributions, so it doesn't make any difference to me on my questions. Unfortunately, the CEO was not well prepared when he walked into that banking committee. And quite frankly, the more he talked, the more irritated I got. And regardless of campaign contributions, I wanted to know the impacts that Wells Fargo's ADA's great business model has had on, you know, credit ratings for individuals who are taking loans, what kind of fines and fees were given back, and how they're going to find out how these folks that got their credit ratings downgraded are going to be compensated. Because quite frankly, some of those folks bought a house, some of those folks took out student loans, some of those folks could have bought a new car. And when you're talking 2 million people, you're talking a lot of opportunity for mistakes. And he couldn't answer the questions. And when I walk in front of a committee of a CEO of a bank like Wells Fargo, whether they've given me a campaign contribution or not, if you can't answer the questions, then I'm going to keep digging until I get the answers. Unfortunately, he still hasn't answered all the questions. We just sent out another letter today to Wells Fargo saying, what are you guys doing about the people whose credit ratings were impaired? How are you going to find them? Let's go. I just talked to the ranking member on the banking committee yesterday, and I said, first quarter of 2017, we damn well better have those folks in so we can ask them these questions again to see what they've been doing. So I don't think it has anything to do with campaign contributions. I never look at that list, to be quite frank with you. What I think it's about is my ability to hold people accountable when they screw up. And I will tell you, Wells Fargo is a company that, once again, I have an account with. By the way, my checking account is through Wells Fargo. But that doesn't stop me from going after them when they screwed up.
I think a lot of people are looking at what happened in Wells Fargo and rethinking whether they want to have a relationship with that bank, if they want to do business with that bank. If they offer you campaign contributions in the future, will you think twice about that or take them or not?
Well,
take them?
It really depends, Eric, on how they handle this. This is a mess. It was a bad business model. If I think that they've done their best to reconstitute their business people that they've done business with, their customers, their clients, that's one thing. If they have done nothing and they continue the same business model, we will have an impact on whether I take their money.
Senator John Tester, thank you for taking time to talk with the listeners of Montana Public Radio.
Eric, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
For a link to Senator Tester's website, where constituents can get in touch about problems they've had with Wells Fargo accounts, you can go to our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.